Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. Today, we'll be switching it up a bit, talking about a shared hobby of ours instead of a topic that we could have chosen from a hat. That is not how we choose topics for the record, but you get the point. Board games and puzzles seem to have been a bigger part of our culture these days, at least more so than when we were kids. However, we have both been into puzzles and games since before it was cool to be so. Hours spent around a gaming table or a puzzle table throughout the years have given us memories as well as entertainment. Lessons have been learned, laughs have been shared, and patience has been tested at times. Whether it's a simple game to make each other laugh or a more strategy-based game or a thousand-piece puzzle, we enjoy the process. So, with that being said, let's discuss games and puzzles and what they've taught us.
Okay. Do you enjoy games or puzzles more?
Games.
Games.
Because it's like, if I'm in a competitive mood,
mm-hmm.
and it's just fun. Puzzles, like, you really can't, like, puzzles is fun with somebody,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get that full interaction with trying to beat them at something.
Yeah. And puzzles,
it
can take so long.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm so bored. My back hurts. My fingers hurt.
Yeah.
My eyes hurt. My head hurts. Like,
mm-hmm.
What is your favorite board game?
Monopoly. Specifically, Disney Monopoly or the original Star Wars Monopoly.
Okay.
Which I'm trying to pull up the...
Yeah, which is... yeah, I know. It's
year.
Oh, the year. I've never played that one. I've never even seen it.
Oh, I will show you it. It is very fun. Okay, apparently I could have had many, many dollars had I saved it for selling, but I don't want many, many dollars because it was my father's. They don't even
have... Oh, is that rare?
They don't even have it on...
Try eBay.
That's where I'm looking.
Oh.
They don't have it.
I was like,
it's a special one to me.
Nice.
I cannot identify the year unless I whip the thing out of the bureau,
yeah.
So I'm not doing that, friends.
My favorite board game has to be Brady Cats. I love that game. It was my childhood game. Whoa, sorry. So it's a board game. It's like a dog yard. It's a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Is the board, and then the fence you stick straight up. So, and then you have little cats that it's your that's your. And the cats have to go around the fence, and to make it all the way around. And then if you get Muggsy, he's the bulldog. If you roll the dice and you get Muggsy, you have to press Muggsy's collar, and he roams like aimlessly. And if he hits your cat, the bottom of your cat.
Mm-hmm.
The cat springs off the fence, and then you have to bring your cat back to start. You have
okay.
to go all the way around the board without being hit by Muggsy.
Okay.
So that's the purpose of the game. That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
What is
your favorite card game?
Go Fish, War, Spit.
Okay.
Poker. The friendly version, poker. Okay, I'm not that competitive. Egyptian Rat Screw.
Mm-hmm.
War, I said. Solitaire.
Yeah.
And Bull. And then another game that we played at my aunt's house one Thanksgiving, and we had to put pennies in or something, and then at the end we had to do a little song. It was weird. It was a fun game. We got everybody involved, but it was a long game. What about you?
I like Uno.
Forgot
and
about
Go
that.
Fish.
I like Uno. Uno is very competitive.
It is,
especially
when Uno No Mercy.
Yeah, we're gonna try that.
Hey,
what size puzzle do you prefer?
I'm still getting into puzzles and like. Learning strategy to them. My current strategy is borders first. And then make the faces. Because I always buy Disney or Star Wars puzzles. And the Thomas Kinkade Disney ones I love. But they're like 750 pieces. Yeah. And I normally do... Right now, I'm pretty good at like a 200 to 300 piece puzzle.
Starts working my way up.
And the less pieces there are, I feel like the smaller they are and the more it can go up on my wall.
Nice.
How about you?
I'm like the 500 to 1,000.
Okay.
So that's like what I'm used to. I don't mind the 300 sizes. But then it's like you finish it and then you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
But, I have so many puzzles at home. I still have my, like, my kid puzzles, like Rugrats, Dalmatians. Like, I still have my childhood puzzles. So, yeah.
Is there a designated time of the year when you do puzzles?
Like, winter?
Summer?
So, like Christmas time. Because we do the advent calendar puzzles.
Yeah.
All of December, and it's so much fun.
Okay. I do them in summer because that's when I, like, have traditionally done them throughout my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, if it's a summer night, I think puzzles. So.
It's pretty nice.
Yes. And I even have, like, a puzzle that goes with me camping.
Oh!
So.
Travel puzzle.
Travel puzzle, indeed.
Nice. I have, like, these really, I'll show you in the picture. Shay has seen my game closet.
Yeah.
so old. They're, like, it's in a clear box, but it's a puzzle. But it's, like, one of the fancy, weird puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, wood. It's, like, hardwood. Like, it's not, like, the, like, this kind of, like, it's, it's. I'll have to bring them one day. And we can. We can do them this summer sometime.
Okay.
They're really cool. Do you have any fond memories involving board games?
Before it gets too competitive?
Yes.
Like the beginning?
Yeah. When we're like all when we're all being nice to each other.
Yeah. But when we would lose power at the condo I used to live in,
mm-hmm.
we would light up the lanterns we used for camping and play board games all together. Nice.
Mine is just being able to try to beat everybody. And that, well, as a kid, it was just fun because it was like everyone playing together and we're all getting along and everything. Like, we don't now.
Yeah.
It's just nowadays we don't have time for board games because it's just four people in the house and
mm-hmm.
only three of us are playing.
Yeah.
Which is still fine, but
yeah,
just not Monopoly. Look, I like Monopoly, but I have to be. In other words, like I don't mind playing it. It's just I get bored and I get tired after like three rounds. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So, put the board away.
Okay. What was your favorite board game as a child?
Brady Cats.
Okay.
Like, I used to play that so much. That and Candyland, I think.
Okay. Mine was Pretty, Pretty Princess. Which, you spun a little wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you got, like, one, two, three, or four.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved your piece that many, like, pictures.
Spots. Yeah.
Spots, whatever you want to call it. But it was a circle board.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle was all the jewelry.
Oh.
Like, toy jewelry, of course, but goal, if I remember correctly, was you needed to get a piece of every jewelry item plus the tiara.
Ah.
And I played this with my father.
Oh!
Because my mom got sick of it. I played
She OD'd on that game, so.
I was like, can we play Pretty Pretty Princess? She's like, go ask your father.
Yeah, go ask somebody else. It's like, because I'm done.
Oh my god, that is so funny. Okay.
Do you enjoy games adapted from other media?
I do. Like, and even if it's just, like, variations,
mm-hmm.
like, the Star Wars Monopoly,
mm-hmm.
the Disney Monopoly,
yeah.
Disney Scenic, Disney Trivia Box.
Or the Disney Color Game you gave me.
Yeah. Color Brain. Harry Potter Trouble that they used to sell at Five Below.
Harry Potter Scenic?
Yeah.
I have that game.
Or like the Hunger Games games. Mm. Like card games and stuff. That's fun. My poor sister just had whiplash. Like, what is that? It's a card game based on the Hunger Games. My poor sister thought we were about to enter the arena.
She was ready for battle.
She was like, I'm ready. Do you like it, or do you like just like the standard?
The standard.
Okay.
I'm an OG person. Like, I don't mind doing like just like the seen it Harry Potter, or like we have seen it 24, so that show was always on TV, and we would watch it every Sunday, and with Kiefer Sutherland and all that stuff. That was hard, like, for the seen it Harry Potter and seen it 24. Those games are hard because they only give you they have the clock timer like on the TV, and it clicks every time. I don't do well under pressure, but we don't play them anymore because we don't have a VCR.
Oh.
And they're just collecting dust. But anyway.
I used to play the Scene at Pirates of the Caribbean one. Oh, it exists.
Yeah, I have it.
It is.
Wait, didn't you give it to me?
I think I did.
It's somewhere. It should be in the game closet, or unless
it is.
I accidentally threw it out when cleaning out my car.
I dominated at that game.
Did we ever?
You and I have met.
No.
But I also dominate at the Harry Potter Scene It. Okay. And the Disney Scene It.
And the, okay, this isn't a board game, but it is another Harry Potter game that I have that she is really good at. It's the Trivial Pursuit Harry Potter. Every question that I, you have to roll a dice and you have to ask the question of the colored whatever. Every question that I have asked her, she has gotten, and I have lost every single time. So I cannot play with her because she is so competitive in that. But it's still fun, Justa.
Yeah. So. Okay. Do you have board games inspired by, Do you have board game inspired merchandise such as like Monopoly socks? Or, like, Christmas tree ornaments, or, like, mugs, anything like that.
I have a friend's mug. That's not a game.
Okay.
But I do have a Golden Girls game. I forgot. Take a piece of the cheesecake or something. Remember we were going to try and play that?
Have it right over there. A slice of pie.
Yeah, a slice of cheesecake or something. That game I have, and I do have Golden Girl socks, but it's, I got Golden Girl socks as a birthday from an old friend.
Okay.
So basically, to really answer that question, I don't know. Okay. I'm guessing not.
I have had, like, Monopoly socks. I have a Scottish Terrier. Does that count? Because the dog on Monopoly is a Scotty. Yeah. And I love Monopoly. I love my dog. I did not get the dog because of Monopoly.
you just got him because
it works out.
Yeah, it does. I believe. What is your favorite character from a board game?
Ooh. You go first.
I'd have to say Mugsy. I'm sorry, I'm referring back to my favorite childhood game. I love Mugsy. It's a battery operated dog, bulldog that roams. It's like that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remote control. So, yeah, he's my favorite.
I like the little candy cookie people from Candyland who are just little.
The gingerbread men people. Yes. Very nice.
They're just stuck. They do not move. They are great. But I also love the Monopoly Man.
Yeah.
And I love that he gets animated for, like,
yes.
the Switch games and stuff.
So, side note about him. There is someone from my... So, my dad's a member of a fancy place in Philadelphia called the Union League.
Okay.
And there is this guy who looks like the Monopoly guy. And that's the only way I refer him. I refer to him as, look, it's the Monopoly guy. He's got, like, the bald head and, like, the white mustache that curls up. And, like, I call him the Monopoly guy. Is that wrong? I don't know his real name. I have to like be like the guy from the Monopoly guy from the Union League. You mean him? I'm like, yeah. Why do you call? Because he looks like the Monopoly.
Sorry, side note.
I don't think I've ever met him. I think I met him once. Okay. I don't remember his name. Anyway.
What do you do with puzzles you have completed?
Okay. Usually with puzzles that I have completed, I break them up and I put them back in the box. But this special puzzle that I recently got a couple years ago for Christmas, as a Christmas gift, my older brother Jim and my sister-in-law Jess got me a puzzle. But it wasn't just any puzzle you got off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I think it's somewhere in my house. It was the picture from the wedding.
Aww.
So the family picture, and they turned that into a puzzle. And it was like one of the, and like we, like all, like my mom, my younger brother, well, he wasn't home yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, I don't know. We all started working on it. And then what we did was we actually sealed it and we framed it. And I had it up in my room. So that's
very
probably the
nice.
Only special, if it's a special puzzle like that, I will put a sealant over it or whatever and frame it. But any other puzzle that we have done in the past, we just put it back in the box and put it back in the basement.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim and Jess, for that puzzle.
I have one right here, so I'm
yeah,
gonna grab
peel
it.
I've done, I, they don't work. In my mind, they don't work.
I've got a couple that have worked, but I do the Puzzle Presto Peel and Stick Puzzle Saver Sticker Sheet. I just call them sticker sheets.
Yeah.
But you very carefully flip the puzzle over and then stick these on the back. And it should hold them. And then what I do is
That's too much work. And
I take puzzle glue after I put these on the back and then I poke the front so that it looks shiny.
Nice.
And then I stick them on my wall or the wall of the room we record in or my sister's wall. But my sister has like a lot of Disney cars, like Towmate or Lightning McQueen and Stitch on her wall.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Walt Disney World characters.
You have Disney.
I even have, like, the Walt Disney World puzzle they released many years ago, and I had to buy two copies of it.
Really?
Because I found the first one at Goodwill, and I fangirled so hard in the middle of the Goodwill that someone literally came up and was like, are you okay? I was like, yes, I'm fine.
I'm just really excited about this puzzle.
So I completed the puzzle.
Nice!
Except for one piece.
Oh, no, I hate that.
And I was looking all over, and we finally just decided, I vacuumed.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, looking under stuff. I was moving furniture, trying to find this piece, and it was a piece of Ariel's tail.
Oh, no.
And, like, I was like, okay, whole puzzle is done, except one piece. And I was looking, and I could not find it. And so my mom was like, it probably was at Goodwill because it's missing a piece. Someone probably thought it was completely done and gave it. So
that's why
I was
oh my God.
Heartbroken. And then I thank goodness for the Google feature where you can take a picture of something and then it pulls up the information online.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was right when that started. So I took a picture of the puzzle and one popped up on eBay that was sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom very kindly bought me that.
Yes.
And I was able to complete the puzzle, seal it, and put it up on my wall. But as we all have discovered, we are a big Disney family, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of Disney ones.
Yeah.
I think I have one where it might be behind you somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's Mickey Donald. It's the Fab Five.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey, Pluto.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you can't hear me.
Yeah, it's right here. Can I grab it?
Yeah, go for it.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, it's...
That's cute.
It's the Fab Five.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, hold on.
It's one, Scooby, two. Chip and Dale, Pluto,
it's
Mickey,
Minnie.
It's
the Sensational
Minnie.
Six plus Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
And Donald.
And Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
But they're all on a beach, and it's a really cool puzzle.
Yeah, it is cute.
Some pieces are big, and it's actually, it was labeled as like a starter puzzle, where the pieces on the right,
uh-huh.
I'll post a picture of it when the episode goes up.
Yeah.
But the pieces on the right are big, and then they get smaller as you move to the left.
Yeah, I see it now.
And
that is so cool. That would be confusing.
Oh, it was. It was. And I was so proud of myself when that got put together.
Oh, that is so nice.
And my sister and I did it together. So,
right. Aww.
It was fun. Can I put this back nicely? Okay. Yeah, that's what I do with puzzles I've completed.
Nice.
Because it takes me so long to get one done.
Yeah.
That I'm like,
us too. My mom and I,
back in the box. It's just going to be pretty forever.
Yeah. We have one that we started, but we never finished, and it's only like a couple pieces of the edge and then nothing else. And I'm like, yeah, can we just put this back in the
Okay. Do you have any special puzzles? You kind of answered this one.
I do. It's like the only special puzzle. Like, I like all the puzzles that I get.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, as I said before, my older brother, Jim, and my sister-in-law, Jess, they got me a puzzle. I didn't know it was a puzzle until he opened it, for Christmas years ago. I think it was three years ago. And it's the wedding picture.
Aww.
Like, from their wedding, mm-hmm. Of all of us together. And they turned that picture into a puzzle, and that was my Christmas gift. And it was just so special because it just meant a lot to me. And I thank Jim and Jess for it. I think I took it all out of my room, and it's, like, put it somewhere else. I think it's probably in the game closet. I think I put it in the game closet because I was switching my stuff. I have to... When I move my furniture around in my room, I take stuff off the wall,
mm-hmm.
put new stuff up, like newly feng shui the room or something.
Yeah.
So, but yes.
Okay. I don't have it anymore, which makes me beyond irritated.
Oh, no.
Because my Aunt Jean, before she passed,
mm-hmm.
and this was years ago.
Okay.
This was, let me see, probably 2014 to 2016.
Okay.
Do you remember when Force Awakens came out?
Yes.
There,
yes,
Star Wars Force Awakens puzzle. And it's Kylo and Rey.
Nice.
But it's made of tiny stills of the movie.
Oh my god, that would drive me nuts. I don't think I could do that puzzle.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I was so excited for it. But then my aunt, in her attempt to prevent us from using the fireplace?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, I found it. Here it is. Okay. It was the Star Wars Strong with the Force photo mosaic puzzle.
Oh.
And it was 1,000 pieces.
Nice.
When I had opened it, mm-hmm. and I had cut the bag open.
To get the pieces out?
Yeah. And it's, I'm like, okay, I'm excited for this, but I'm not ready to start it yet.
Yeah.
Aunt Jean carelessly just grabbed all the pieces and, like, pulled them in. So there were pieces on the floor, and then she went and she put it in the fireplace and hit it. And
she didn't start the fire, though.
No,
she didn't. Oh, my God.
She figured if we had stuff that we cared about in the fireplace, we wouldn't start a fire. But then it got all, there were ashes and
yeah.
And I was just like,
you just really ruined a really good puzzle. Oh,
and like,
no.
I'll show it to you later. But I was so excited about that puzzle, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere since. So, I'm going to keep looking, because I was so excited about it. But I'm like, because it's...
I wonder if it maybe got put up in the attic.
No, because after I looked, there the ashes and stuff were so bad, I was like trying to brush it off, and it was like healing the puzzle pieces.
Oh.
I was just like, throw it away.
You probably throw it away.
I did. I no, as in like, I can't find it in
stores
to replace it. And my mom told me, like, if I can find it, she'll replace it for me.
Mm.
But I haven't been able to find it stores to replace it. Not even on eBay yet.
Wow. eBay's usually the hot spot for good for stuff like that.
But this? Yeah, it was $20.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
And it was from Buffalo Games and Puzzles.
Huh. Never heard of them.
But that kind of leads us into the next question.
Do you have a favorite puzzle maker?
You would think I would say the one I just said, the Buffalo.
Yeah.
But that is not the one I'm going to say.
Okay.
I am going to say the one that makes all the
C-E-A-C-O.
C-A-C-O?
I'm guessing.
I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, Siego.
But they're the ones who I buy at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and they have the Thomas Kincaid ones.
Okay.
They've got the Disney ones.
Mm-hmm. We do White Mountain.
Okay.
And so it's W A S G I J. It's jigsaw, but it's spelled backwards. So it's
okay.
However you want to say it. So with those actually are another set of special puzzles, but we haven't done them in a while. All they are is just, they're normal puzzles, but to get to the picture, to understand what the picture is about, you have to put the puzzle together first, because they block out what is actually happening on the cover of the puzzle.
Oh.
So you have to put the pieces together in order to finish and see what's happening. Like, one of them was Santa, and, like, everyone's, like, staring and, like, in shock, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever finished it, so I never got to see what happened. But one of them was, like, a robbery or something, and my mom and I do it together, and we would, as we're putting it together, we're talking to either, what do you think this is? Like, what do you think? I think mm-hmm. it's a robbery, or I think it's an, 'cause then in the whatever. You see two robbers, like, running away, but apparently it was something not what you were expecting. So it's, like, not what you actually expect to happen is gonna happen. And so it's weird, but they're such cool puzzles.
Okay.
So White Mountain, they're called Destiny Puzzles. Waskidge Destiny Puzzle. Yeah.
Okay.
Talacor puzzle. It's Three Stooges puzzle, which we have and I love. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Would you say that puzzles have taught you any life lessons?
No. Nothing. Except if it doesn't fit. Like, so when it comes to puzzles, when I do them, I have, and people are trying, like, my mom's helping me with it, and she tries to get a piece of it. I'm like, no, that doesn't fit there. I will randomly, I don't know how I do it. I find the right piece, and I'm like, no, this one goes here. She goes, how do you know that? And it fits right perfectly. I'm like, I don't, it's weird. I have OCD when it comes to puzzles, but it has to kick in. Like, that part of my brain, in order for me to actually do puzzles and wanting to get in, I have to turn that part of my brain on. But, yeah, no, they have not taught me any life lessons. Just that it's difficult.
Okay. For me, it's patience.
That too.
Patience, and then, like, you can't force something to fit into a spot that it isn't meant to fit into.
There's a song lyric that has to do with, it's called Puzzle Pieces by Framing Hanley. And I think one of the lyrics is what you kind of just said. I don't want to be a part of your puzzle if I'm not a piece that's not worth fitting in or something.
Okay.
Something like that. Would you say that board games have taught you any life lessons?
They have not taught me math skills. I have played Monopoly enough, and I should be able to.
That's the one thing I hate, the money part aspect of it.
I just can't. Taking turns.
Yes. That, definitely.
That's a
big
one. Strategic thinking, another one. Having fun, another one.
Yeah.
Bop it, twist it, pull it.
Oh my god, yes! But it's not a board game, though. But yes, that was my... I got that for Christmas, and I was obsessed with it. I think one
memory.
Of my... Oh my god, I'm a memory champ. My kids at work love that game, but it's like Spider-Man memory, and they're actually really good at it. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry to sidetrack. Here's the lyric from this band that's called Puzzle Pieces. Mm-hmm. It says, I won't be one of your puzzle pieces forced into fitting. Pardon me, but there's a part of me that's feeling something that feels something's missing. It is time we wage a war rather worth fighting. I don't want to be another puzzle piece. I don't want to be part of your puzzle.
Oh.
So that, I love, this is the band that I like. And this is one of the, it just, that part of the song I love. And it.
Okay.
And it had to do with puzzles. Sorry, side note.
Okay.
Do you prefer long games or short games?
I have to be in a mood.
Yeah.
And my mood generally leans toward let's play Monopoly, which is a long game. But sometimes my mood is like, let's play Harry Potter Scene It or Disney Scene It.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm getting into the new Disney Lorcana game, Lorcana,
okay.
Which is a card game.
Okay.
I'll have to teach it to you. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I have an extra deck if you want to take a deck.
Okay.
And then.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. But. Normally it's a long game. Normally I want to sit and just have fun for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity. We completely forgot that one.
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards
and
Against Muggles.
And Incoherent.
Yes.
Incoherent is a.
Cardboard something.
No, it's a card game.
Oh.
It's where that has an incoherent word on the
front.
Yeah,
I know, but...
And then the other game that we just got, that we played, it was about the The German guy? Remember? What is the name of that?
The trauma.
The trauma of some of these questions. It's so it's like, do you know
where these things came from? Like,
or some
saying.
Yeah, like this, but it's, I don't remember the, I can't find that game.
We will update you later, listeners.
That's a fun game. Because it's just about, like, everyday items, like, how many pieces of toilet paper do Americans use?
Yeah.
And it's, like, the most dumb stuff, but it shocks you. But it is fascinating. Like, can astronauts brush their teeth or something? I don't know, something stupid. But it's, like, dumb stuff. But it's
educational.
At times, yeah. Some stuff.
You learn some stuff.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, how many? Oh, my God, I can't. I gotta find that game. If I knew what the game was called.
We will find the game. And
yeah, it's at my house somewhere. And we'll.
Really fun.
It's like, it's not like a. Are you smarter than it's the name? We'll get back to it. But I actually prefer short games. I'm not a big long game person because then I lose interest really fast. So
I should have known that.
What?
That's the game. What? I should have known that.
What was the game?
It's I should have known
that. Oh my God, see? Yes. It's like mindless stuff.
A trivia game about things you ought to know.
Yes.
And it's in a green box.
Is it?
Yep. I remember because you were like,
do. Here, let's do this.
Oh, it came back.
Okay,
it
good.
Came back. Technical okay. difficulties, but
okay.
we're back.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Called We I Should Have Known That.
I think my box is. I don't think it's green. My box isn't green. I think it's.
Like, there's several different
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. I prefer short games because if it's a lot, like I don't mind Monopoly, but anyway, yeah.
Have you ever been into or wanted to try role playing games?
Hell no.
Okay. So like Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Not for you.
So my ex, who was in the, he's hardcore into that stuff, and like he'll send me. Pictures of like what he paints and like how them playing. I'm like, dude, I know it's such a geeky thing. No, that's worse than Monopoly. So no,
I've wanted to do Dungeons and Dragons.
But I just think
I'm like, I don't know if I have time for this. And most
well, that's
people
the thing,
play
like,
it at night, and I work at night. So
yeah,
like,
and I don't have the capacity to understand geek. So. No, thank you. So I think we just answered the next question.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we'll skip the next question.
Yeah.
Which
is are you into
just,
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, which we just answered. Do you like games that utilize dice?
Yes.
Like Yahtzee?
Yes. I love Yahtzee!
Yahtzee is-
oh my God! It is so much fun. My mom and I played that on the beach. I will bring
Yahtzee
the whole
so
my
fun.
I will bring the whole game. Plus the apples, we forgot that.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a like a clean version of Cards Against Humanity. Anyway, I do, because, okay, this one game, as a kid, we would play, but it was on a Girl Scout camping trip. Now, looking back, if I would have known what this game was truly about, I would have never touched it.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to play with the Ouija board.
Oh, heck no.
As kids. But now, I'm older, and now I know what can happen when you don't properly open and don't properly close the game. Everyone thinks it's a game, but if you get a legit real one and you don't know how to close the communication properly, you are in for one heck of a dark ride. Like, because I have a friend who is into, knows that if you don't close it properly, it's not good for you because you need to know how to ask your questions and who you need to know who you are going to ask them to. Because if you were just asking random questions like, oh, how many spirits are here? Just as an example. And if, like, I at first in the beginning, I don't believe that. I don't believe that the board can, that thing can move by itself. It's always somebody moving it, or if someone is smart enough to put a magnet underneath the table, which is connected to the thing that moves, someone can easily be sitting here with their hands underneath the table and slightly moving it without you knowing. And I did it once with my aunt on Halloween weekend, and we tried to contact my grandma out of respect. I don't know if it was her moving the thing or I was moving the thing by accident because of nerves and stuff. And, you know, like, my aunt said she wasn't moving it. So, and I'm, but now that I know that, I will not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not touch it. But as a kid, not knowing what it really does, and we were just messing around and goofing off. And yeah, back then was harmful, I think. Was harmless.
Mm-hmm.
But now, doing it, it would be more harmful. Because it's just, if you don't know how to close it properly, then
yeah,
you're going to have some bad mojo. Anyway, yes, I do like games with dice. Like Crazy Cats. Yahtzee is a good one. Monopoly is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you answer that?
I do enjoy them. Like, right. I love a good Yahtzee.
Yeah.
I used to play Yahtzee with my dad and my godfather.
Aww.
And now we're teaching. I taught it to one of my exes.
Mm-hmm.
And did not get it.
Are you serious?
I play it with my mom sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's fun.
5-second rule. I forgot about that game. That's a good game.
And I taught it to my sister.
Nice.
I did get it.
I love that
because
game.
Because my sister is a very competent person.
Yes. Oh, reverse charades. Now that's funny.
That
I've played that game before. It is so funny. Pictionary. Okay. Is there any puzzle or game that you do not own that you really want?
I want this my dang
princess.
I do want Pretty Pretty Princess Disney Edition. I want it. But I also want my dang Kylo and Rey
puzzle
back. And it's not like when they're, like, kissing in the last one. Spoiler, friends. But it's when they're fighting in the first one and the lightsabers are lighting up their faces. It's, oh my gosh, I wanted
it's
that.
Like,
I was so
it's
excited
so
about
good.
That puzzle.
Yeah.
And I can't find it anywhere. Not on resale sites. Not on eBay. Not on Puzzle Depot. Not on Jigsaw Jungle.
Wow.
I have looked, and I cannot.
I wonder if you could, like, email eBay and be like, hey, listen.
I'm about to email them and be like, can you just make a new copy, please?
Yeah.
I will pay many dollars.
Yeah. I will sell my liver for this puzzle.
Because I was like, I will work towards it, and then Auntie was just like, ha-ha! And I was like, no.
Weeping. okay.
Okay. Do you play any board or card games on your phone or computer?
No.
I play Monopoly Go.
I used to play that, but it just took up too much space on my phone.
Okay.
Like, And then my phone kept crashing, so I was like,
yeah. And then I also do, like, on the Nintendo Switch, I play it, too.
Okay.
So,
I used to have a Game Boy. That was, like, when I was, like, 12, 13.
Okay.
And I used to have Tom and Jerry and Harry Potter. And
oh, very nice.
Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets it was. That was a good game.
I had the Mary-Kate and Ashley games.
Oh, nice. That's definitely a difference between you and me. Do you have any travel versions of any games, and which ones?
I have Travel Sorry, I believe. Travel Guess Who, I think. And then Travel Yahtzee. And if I am traveling, I go to Five Below and get, like, a smaller version of a game that I like and just take that.
Yeah.
How about you?
We used to. Like, we used to do travel. I think it was Battleship, Checkers, Chess. And We used to do travel bingo. It was like legit bingo cards, and then when you, it was like for car rides, and then if you, like a farm version, like if you pass farms, like cow,
see a cow,
it would bring up the little thing.
Yep.
Yeah, little weird red cover thing, but I don't even know. Anyway, but now no, we don't.
Okay. Do you take games with you when you do travel?
No,
I do.
So if I'm just traveling to the beach house, and I know I will probably bring like one of the card games, like Incoherent or that stuff. But we have some games down there, but not a lot.
Okay.
But if I'm traveling like to Boston or like somewhere, no, I don't bring games with me.
Okay.
Take that back. I did bring. No, I took. Never mind. No, no. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I do, just because I'm, like, sometimes, and I take coloring books, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'd like to be able to just sit down, play a game.
Yeah.
Have fun.
What is your favorite game now?
Monopoly. But so, you know what, actually?
Yeah.
I've been in a scene it mood lately, and the Lorcana that I've been playing.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Nice.
What about
Incoherent,
you?
Categories, which is such a good game. And I should have known that. That's a good
one. That one is a good game too.
Cards Against Humanity.
Get the game, people.
I might ask for that game again for my birthday, which is coming up in a month or two. A month. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And, as always, you can contact us at CandidlyEclecticPod@gmail.com or follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and TrueFan. Next episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. And we hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.